This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeith. More than 554,000 people have lost their lives due to COVID-19 globally, more than 133,000 in the United States. The number of infections exceeds 12.2 million globally, more than 3.1 in the U.S. As the Trump administration presses the nation's school systems to reopen in the fall, some health experts are saying that places at high risk of exposing people to the coronavirus may need to stay closed for children to get back to school safely. They are urging federal, state, and local officials to reconsider how they're reopening the broader economy and to prioritize K-12 schools over places like gyms and bars. The effort could require closing other establishments to help curb the virus and spread and give children the best shot at returning to the classrooms. The aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt has returned home to San Diego, led by a new captain who came aboard after the previous one was fired over the handling of a massive COVID-19 outbreak on board. There were no embraces on the Navy pier, typical of such homecomings. Instead, sailors disembarked one by one and walked to waiting vehicles to prevent the spread of the virus. The aircraft carrier in late March was sidelined in Guam for 10 weeks with an outbreak. Over time, more than 1,000 were infected with COVID-19, and Captain Brett Crozier was fired for urging his commanders to take faster action. The governor of the U.S. state of Arizona, Doug Ducey, is ordering restaurants to work at half their capacity, but he has declined to shut them down entirely as authorities seek to control a strong coronavirus outbreak that's doubled the daily case count in 2 weeks. The governor also said the state will increase testing with a focus on low-income areas. This is VOA News.